USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Today is the general election for America 2020.
I chose Western Pennsylvania for my first stop as a candidate, and now for my last stop before Election Day, because you represent the backbone of this country. Hard-working families.
We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal.
I'm a man from Scranton. He left at 9 years old. Biden's plan to ban fracking is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania. Biden's energy shutdown will wipe out your jobs, decimate your towns, eliminate your factories, and send your state into a nightmare of crippling poverty.
Polls will close at different times in different states. The earliest is Indiana and Kentucky. They will close at 6 p.m. local time. The latest is Iowa, New York, and North Dakota, as they close at 9 p.m. local time. Be sure to join Team USA Radio News for our election results broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that he, as in the American economy, is getting back on his feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of re-electing President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.